The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I wondered why it took so long. I had my first bowl or paper cup or whatever they serve it in of Wendy's chili in probably late 1977, 1978, when Wendy's first came to Quincy, Illinois. I enjoyed Wendy's. I actually liked it better back then than I do now. It's not one of my favorite fast food places, but I still do enjoy their Wendy's chili. And I know it's the leftover from the burgers and it's not good and you shouldn't eat it and things like that, but I've always had a taste for it. My wife and I have a skinny taste recipe, one of those, you know, low-fat versions, and it tastes pretty darn close. Now, it doesn't have the chili sauce that comes with it. That's what I miss most. But now you don't ever have to worry about whether Wendy's is open or not, because starting, about a week ago, you could find Wendy's chili in cans on your grocery store shelf. I've often wondered why they didn't start serving Wendy's chili at the store. It's one thing to be able to do burgers or fries. You can't do that. You can't even do Frosties at the store. But chili seemed like the obvious. I just wonder why it took them 45 years to put it in the can.